did come across that, again, a bad pun, that struck a spark within them. And in this great war between the opponents and the defenders of Maimonides, of the Rambam, the Rambam's books were burned a number of times by Jews as an expression of the fact that they held that the books were heretical. Now, I know to us that may sound very strange, because we live in our time, the Rambam is accepted. The Rambam is the establishment. But that was not the case in the 13th century. What happened is God turned the screw, as he always does. The king of France, a man by the name of Louis the Ninth, who would be canonized and would become Saint Louis before he moved to the Mississippi, he forced the Jewish communities of France to give up their copies of the Talmud, no longer Maimonides, but the Talmud itself, and in the year 1250, he burned them in the square in front of the Louvre in Paris. If you go to Paris today, the open area between the Louvre and the Garden of the Tuileries, that is the place where Louis the Ninth burned every copy of the Talmud in France. And by so doing, he effectively closed all of the Jewish schools of learning in France. All of the yeshivas of the Balei Tosfos, we'll discuss this when we pick up the part on Ashkenazic Jewry, which I have not discussed with you yet. But the fact that Louis burned the Talmud was not lost upon the Jewish population. And many people said what everybody thought, that was God's revenge, so to speak, for the burning of the books of the Rambam. And God was saying that if you could burn the books of the Rambam, I'll show you that, you know, once the fire is lit, you're not going to be able to put it out. And that the consequences would be disastrous. Rabbeinu Yonah, who was one of the great speakers against the Rambam, felt overcome by remorse because of this terrible happening. And he visited again all of the communities where he had spoken and preached against the Rambam. He visited them again to say that he was wrong, and that he sees that from heaven they're on the Rambam side. And he wrote a famous book. The book is called The Gates of Repentance, Sha'arei Tshuva, The Gates of Repentance. And the entire book is devoted as to how man can rectify spiritual and moral mistakes that he makes during his lifetime. And the catalyst for the book is this event in his own personal life. The Ramban, even though he disagreed with much of what the Rambam said and wrote, and even though he was not a rational philosopher, he was certainly not Aristotelian, he did not in any way conform to the ideas of the Rambam, and even though he had strong criticism of the Rambam's books, the Ramban defended the Rambam against all accusations. And he refused to condone any of the statements or acrimonious behavior against the Rambam and his supporters.